Joining us live now from Westchester is Professor Lawrence Davidson, who is a professor at Westchester University, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Professor, this is sort of the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Yes. we've got a problem in three areas. One is the United States should end the war in Afghanistan by withdrawing. It's not really a winnable war. Second of all, the result of that withdrawal will eventually be the Taliban or aspects of the Taliban retaking over the government of the country. And the third is that that the Pakistanis have their own problem in that they cannot control in any effective way, long-term effective way, their own border provinces with Afghanistan. And so whatever the foreign minister, I believe it was the foreign minister, said to the Pakistani parliament, and whatever their reaction was, it's a pretty well-established fact that Taliban forces cross between Pakistan border areas and Afghanistan proper. And that for whatever reasons, the Pakistanis can't really control that or choose not to control that. It's clear also that there are elements within the Pakistani military and intelligence forces that are sympathetic to the Taliban. That's fine. I mean, you know, if that's their, if that's how they choose to do it, but don't point fingers at the Americans. You know, and the Americans shouldn't point fingers at the Pakistanis. I mean, this is really how the situation's been for many, many years. What the Americans need to do is simply get out. They can't win.
All right, so Professor, you know, the Pakistanis would come back and say, you know, obviously they do have their problems, as you said, with Taliban slash terrorism, but it's the Americans who started this entire invasion in Afghanistan and sort That's of created right. and this upheaval. How would you respond to that?
Well, the Americans went into Afghanistan because the Talibans were hosting Osama bin Laden. Okay, so there was a sort of, you know, rationale to this, even though the Bush administration really didn't give the Afghan government very much time to, or any time whatsoever to negotiate this. They simply said, give up Osama bin Laden, give it to us, or we'll invade. And when there was no positive response, they just invaded. Okay, so one can argue that that was a rush to judgment. However, you know, there's an all counter argument that, okay, Osama bin Laden was being hosted in Pakistan and he was admittedly responsible for 9/11. Problem with what the Bush did was essentially that once Osama bin Laden was chased out of Afghanistan into Pakistan, we decided to stay in Afghanistan and create a Western government. Now, this was really a fool's errand. The Russians tried for 10 years to, turn Afghanistan into a pro-Russian government, and then they failed. So what, and now we fail. So it was really stupid in the long run.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.